This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. If we could first know where we are and whither we are tending, we could better judge what to do and how to do it. This opens Lincoln's famous House Divided speech, where he becomes forever remembered for saying that America, as a house divided against itself, cannot stand. He has just received the new Republican Party's nomination for the U.S. Senate. To that convention, he closes with a speech that gained him the national attention that led to his being president. But note, he begins more like a poet or a preacher, not a politician, with these philosophical-sounding series of four questions, which he put in italics in his speech. Where are we? Whither are we going? What are we to do? And how are we to do it? At a time when this country desperately needed a direction, he starts in a whimsical voice. This is because he knows how to be calm before a storm, how to step back and get his bearings. He does not rush forward with a ready answer, a flip phrase. Lincoln's opening voice is one of uncertainty. Uncertainty. So he is somewhat poetic. After all, a house divided against itself is a metaphor. He is somewhat religious. The house divided metaphor comes from the New Testament. And he is philosophical about what and how to move ahead. Because he has a moral principle, like an axe, by which he will parse the national problem. We either do the moral thing, consistent with the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, and contain slavery, or the wrong thing, and try to dance with this devil. He does not begin with a lot of positive statements, which you'd think he'd be tempted to do. He begins philosophically, almost spiritually, asking questions that will help us gather our wits about us before we rush into this new and dangerous situation. Now, he did have an answer as to where we were then, that day in 1858. He says that this is where we were. We are 5 years into trying to solve the race slavery problem by letting each new state vote on it. And look, he says, we are worse off, not better off, than before. And then he says a very leader-like thing. He states that this agitation, which is being constantly augmented, will not end unless a crisis shall have been reached and passed. Now, Lincoln didn't just fall out of bed one morning full of character and wisdom. We can see in his life how the prairie and frontier were his schoolroom full of promise and danger. He had the yonder spirit of a new frontiersman, and he was tough as nails, physically and in his mind and heart. He had experienced the fiery furnace of loss. He was tempered by suffering. And we can take a minute here to look at what kind of leadership talk he is making in this famous House Divided speech. Lincoln does not speak in that famous snake oil salesman way that we know bamboozled country folk. He's not like that phony showman from Nebraska, the Wizard of Oz. Nor was his kind of talk a kind that was called booster talk, just a lot of blowhard, pie-in-the-sky exaggerations, all hype. Like the speeches of Tennessee's Davy Crockett, many a young boy's hero. No, the kind of philosophical, spiritual tone of voice and words, rhetoric, that Lincoln used had a kind of negative quality to it. In other words, it is not the voice of the power of positive thinking. We almost think that there is no other voice in America other than optimism. But Lincoln got elected president twice because he had hope, reason, and realism in his voice. What is negative about how he thinks and talks is that he refuses to be positive in a phony way. The famous English poet John Keats coined a term for this. He called the ability to stand in the midst of uncertainty and not to try to grab hold of some absolute-sounding idea that would only seemingly protect you from uncertainty, he called that negative capability. Uncertainty, the poet thought, and many Lincoln scholars say Lincoln thought exactly in this way, was a place of truth. Uncertainty was important to live in. Times are always new and almost revolutionary, full of uncertainty. Lincoln knew, for example, that even before he was born, America had gone through revolutionary times. One was in 1800, and he would have known about it. After the Constitution created the United States, the first two presidents, George Washington and John Adams, were men of the same party, Hamilton's party, the Federalists. But in 1800, Thomas Jefferson was elected. He was from the other party, called the Democratic-Republican Party. And this had never happened before. Here is what one woman wrote in a letter to her daughter about this revolutionary moment. "I have this morning witnessed one of the most interesting scenes a free people could ever witness, the changes of administration, which in every government and every age have most generally been epochs of confusion, villainy, and bloodshed, but in this our happy country take place without any species of distraction or disorder. The peaceful transfer of power, a turning point not just for the United States but for the world." This was the new hope and wide vision Lincoln was entrusted with. Certainty allows us to know things. Uncertainty allows us to see things, new things, so that we can know where we are, whither we are tending, and therefore better judge what to do and how to do it. This is the spiritual wisdom that has come to us from Lincoln and can light us down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer. This has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.